Booker joins subversives, bring illegals into country to apply for asylum. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Friday, July 5, 2019. Democratic presidential candidate Cory Booker joined the ranks of subversives on Wednesday when he crossed into Mexico and returned with five illegal aliens he claimed were fleeing domestic violence and deserved asylum. Booker, who isn't the first Democrat to subvert immigration law, described his purported rescue of illegal alien women on Twitter, and repeated their unproven claims that border agents mistreated them. Evil border agents who mistreat illegal aliens are the latest addition to the leftist border narrative. On Tuesday, Booker announced that he has a plan to fix our broken immigration system, but offered no detail. Booker's trip wasn't just a rescue mission for the damsels. It was also a campaign stop. Democrats are openly campaigning at the border and in Mexico to get the Hispanic vote. Tweet laments. Today I crossed the U.S.-Mexico border in El Paso, to help five women present themselves for asylum, he tweeted. These are my observations. Please don't look away. Booker, who made the trip with hard left open borders advocates, claimed that one of them shared that she spent 1 month in detention. While there, she said the entire detention center had to stand in the sun all day without food, just water, but sometimes they ran out of water too, and another put upon woman, he wrote, had to leave her home under threat of rape. Like thousands of others, under the Trump administration's migrant protection protocols, she is stuck in limbo in Mexico, and, Booker claimed with no evidence other than the unidentified woman's word for it, she was so hungry while in detention that she said they would eat the peel of the orange, yet another is bruised from sleeping on the hard floor of the detention center and has rashes because not showering and the lack of sanitation. Even worse, he lamented, after she became sick, the Border Patrol refused to let her see a doctor. She was put in isolation and thought she would die, and so Booker helped the illegal aliens file what are likely phony asylum claims, and a Lafitte outfit will monitor them throughout the process to ensure they aren't sent back. Concluded Booker, it shouldn't take a member of Congress to help people cross into our country. Seeking asylum is a legal right, maybe, but that doesn't mean the illegals crossing the border have legitimate asylum claims, or that the United States must entertain every one of them. As at least one study shows and the illegal themselves admit, they are not running from persecution or fleeing violence. They cross the border for jobs and welfare, and they keep coming now because leftists like Booker have stymied immigration law. 90% of asylum claims are bogus. As for disease, the real danger, as the New American has reported, is to border agents who must deal with sick migrants, and the catch-and-release program that is spreading these sick, diseased illegals across the country. Beyond that, border agents spend up to 40% of their time these days caring for illegals, not least by running them back and forth from doctors and hospitals. Booker's claims of mistreatment are of a piece with the ridiculous and quickly refuted charges from Ocasio-Cortez that border agents forced illegals to drink from toilets. Customs and Border Protection has built state-of-the-art facilities at the border to house the penniless illegals, who show up hat in hand to demand food, drink, and medical care. Jayapal and O'Rourke. Yet Booker is not the first member of Congress to openly subvert the law and campaign for the Hispanic vote in another country. Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke crossed the border on June 30 and returned with the same tales of woe. The wealthiest, the most powerful country on the face of the planet is turning these families away from a land comprised of refugees and asylum seekers the world over, he wrote on Facebook. This can't be us. This can't be America. Representative Pramila Jayapal, a leftist subversive born in Chennai, India, has bragged that she too hustled illegals across the border to apply for asylum, including one with a serious medical condition. The Indian immigrant did not divulge what the serious medical condition might be and didn't, apparently, worry too much that the illegal might spread the condition in question and start a major contagion. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.